Richie, not you, asshole.
You're fucking damn right it is, Richie. You're an animal. You're an animal.
Camel toe is thin. I'm telling you, Rocky, it is.
Yeah.
You're a fucking okay. Mental patient.
Camel toe is thin. We're good.
Fuck you,
fuck you guys.
Yeah. Don't lie,
a lot of people don't like us. That's the part of the show.
You have to press the button.
Come on, no! No! If you hear to piss off people, how valuable is your life, really? Yeah, fucking Rocky.
Yes!
Yeah. I gave up on your call. I did. Fuck.
What up, everybody? Welcome. It's Tuesday night, and you're here with the Super Ugly.
You're here with the best.
You fucking with us. You fucking with the best.
All what right? Up? What up?
Yeah,
what
we figured it out. We figured it out. A little bit of teamwork.
Yeah.
You know, and we figured this thing out.
Yeah, we got excellent streaming connection. We got everything going right now.
We're fucking we're the best are in town.
Yeah.
There's no one better than us.
Nope, because we said it.
Yeah, yeah. Look at that warning. What's that warning?
Please check out
the streaming thing.
Quality. The correct resolution is blah 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 blah. That we don't need to worry about.
All
that.
Right. It's working anyway. So whatever.
Yeah, we're good.
I fucking hate this shit, dude.
What's up, Matt? So what's going on, bud?
Nah, not much. If you're listening to us on the brand, by the way, we're live every Tuesday night. Not that it matters. None of you fucking people ever come over here. The numbers stay the same. Actually, they've gotten lower recently. Like, it's unbelievable. Like, we haven't broken 200 in fucking months. You know,
our rent is looking real low these days.
I get people that hit me up. Oh, I listen to you on the brand. I'm like, well, where the fuck are you on Tuesday night?
Yeah.
Like, come when we're live. You can talk to us and call in. There's all sorts of shit you can do.
Yeah.
Great. Support the brand. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
But, you know, come and enjoy it while we're doing it. It's so much more fun that way.
Yeah, you could really sway the show the way you want, you know? I mean, you can call in, tell your own stories, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Talking about stories, I have a fucking, I don't know, man. I have a problem. I feel like a fucking kid. I've been really having, like, go to the bathroom, like, abruptly out of nowhere.
That's his age, maybe?
Well, it's, like...
Like, to the point where, like...
When I wake up, I have to pee really bad, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, but that's, like, normal, right? But sometimes, I was in my car the other day, and I'm fucking driving, and all of a sudden, I have to piss. And not just I have to piss, Rocky, like, I have to piss, but, like, it's fucking coming out of my pants.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so now I have to fucking pull over now. Yeah. All of a sudden, I have to piss, and it won't hold. Bro, I'm fucking like I'm holding.
That's
it.
That's a problem.
And I'm pissing in my pants.
Yeah, no, there's something wrong.
And I'm fucking. I'm going outside of my truck, pulling down my pants while I'm fucking trying to keep the trickle low. And I'm pissing all over myself and everywhere in between.
I mean, I love hearing this because it's hilarious. But also, I'm concerned for my friend because look, prostate, diabetes.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
And you're an ogre.
Yeah.
Like, we've talked about this before. Your body is breaking down much more faster than a normal person's because it has to work that much harder to keep you going.
Yeah.
Like, this is why I always yell at you, you know, when you fucking start letting yourself go. And, you know, I get pissed because I don't want my friend to, you know, God forbid.
Fucking pissing all over the place. I'm fucking, I don't even know what the fuck.
And, you know, whenever I do get on his case about it, he's never, like, shitty about it either. He's always like, I know, you know. Like, it's never, like, one of those things where he's like, well, you get off my back? It's you're absolutely right. Yeah, I probably should do something about this.
We're getting there. It's just, you know, we haven't got there yet, but we're working on it.
You fluctuate, though, like crazy. Like, right now... I could tell you're starting to get back to the normal.
Yeah, I was really heavy though.
You were back to that point of that picture I posted. Remember that picture I posted?
Yeah,
you were like at that point where your face, like I could see your face is starting to thin out again. I'm sure we do.
Oh, geez.
But I remember your face was so bloated in that picture.
Yeah,
where I was like, who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah,
that's how
yeah.
bad it was. But at the time, I didn't notice it because I'm slowly. you know, it's gradually happening. So to me, you're normal.
Yeah.
But when you were thinner, and then I looked at that picture, and I was like, what the fuck?
What the fuck is wrong?
Yeah, like, you were like 320 in that one picture. Easy. Easy, dude. Your face was so fucking fat. It was ridiculous. But that's why, you know, I always get on your shit. Like, and you eat like shit. You don't eat good. You, every day you come in here with six fucking SpongeBob gummy candies and you wolf them down, but then he's got his water. You know, like, whatever good you do, you negate with the shit that you throw into your body. And I don't eat well either, but my body's different. I have a great metabolism, you know. I can kind of do that.
And
shit.
You know what it is, too? It's not like I don't have bad, like, genetics or anything, but I let myself go too long. And, like, when you're supposed to work out and you're supposed to pick yourself back up, like, I don't, and I keep going.
But you get in these funks also.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
My life is fucked up.
You get in these funks where, you know, you're just like, fuck it. And you just kind of give up for a little bit there.
Yeah.
But then something, you always bounce back, though. I'll give you credit on that, where you're like, no, I'm better than that. What the fuck am I doing? And
I
also,
realize
you know, lucky for you, you got a good friend like me where I get in your ass, too. And I'm like, no, dude, stop with the bullshit. You know, stop with the pity parties and let's fucking, you know, move on.
Matt said she'd give me a prostate exam for no charge.
Nice.
I might like that too much, though, Matt. What if I start, like, moaning from
it? And Matt, he's 6'4", actually. 6'4". I know it's only an inch, but when you're a giant...
An inch counts.
An inch counts, dude. It really does. Yeah.
And so what if you give me this prostate massage and I start coming everywhere?
Like Sean William Scott in Road Trip?
Yeah, I just start coming everywhere. Does the prostate exam hold or it still goes?
I would think it's still fine because you're checking the inflamed...
Yeah.
The inflammation of the prostate.
And if she's emptying the prostate, it shows progress. And if it's, well,
see, this is a perfect transition because I want to talk about, did he die from prostate cancer? I believe he did. Patrick Swayze?
Richard, do you have painful ejaculation? I don't think so. If we have to figure that out, we'll get to the
Mads,
bottom of
that's
this.
Another thing you can help him out with.
We'll get to the bottom of all this shit.
But Patrick Swayze, didn't he die from prostate cancer?
Well, she's like the wind.
Yeah, the only Patrick Swayze.
Yes.
Yeah, I believe he did. Well, see how we transition? We go into Richie's pissing himself right into prostate and then Patrick Swayze.
Yeah.
So, I'm watching Roadhouse the other day, right?
He's a fucking badass in that movie, isn't he?
He is, but...
Him and his buddy.
He also should have been charged with murder. Because when the guy... On the motorcycle. I forget what he does. He lights his car on fire and then tries to take off on the dirt bike and they have to fight at the lake.
Yes.
That guy was out, right? Like, yeah, he did something bad.
Yeah.
But he was leaving.
Yeah.
Swayze then attacks this man.
Yeah.
And they have a fight to the point where he rips his throat out.
Yeah, he's badass.
Now, Swayze didn't need to attack him. He could have let him go, called law enforcement.
Yeah, but he didn't because he's badass.
But that's my point. Like, he's in my eyes... He's the bad guy in that situation.
He's a stone cold killer.
Murderer. Straight up murderer. He murdered that man.
He's a fucking murderer.
Like, just because you're a bouncer, that doesn't mean you're allowed to murder people.
Yeah, he's just going out. He's just a vigilante. He's fucking, collecting
exactly.
Names.
He's a vigilante.
Yeah.
And I'm watching this going, for one, he could have let him go. And I know the police are corrupt in that town.
Yeah.
But Dalton's got friends.
Yeah, but they're all getting paid off.
Yes, but again, he's got friends that he could have got someone from outside of that town to start investigating into this.
Who, like fucking Hobbs? Who are you talking about?
Who knows? He seems like a pretty knowledgeable guy. Everybody knows him. He shows up, right? And every bouncer's like, Dalton?
Yeah.
Oh, we all know who. Like, word got around all over the country.
Yeah.
He wasn't even
bigger.
In the same state working. He had to come to a different state to work in that one.
Yeah.
Right? So he's known. You're going to tell me, and I've known bouncers. Bouncers got connections everywhere.
Yes, they do.
That dude's got to know somebody in law enforcement that can help him out other than these local town police.
A lot of law enforcement are in the business.
Exactly. It was an unprovoked murder. The guy didn't physically attack him in any sense.
So now you have a problem with this.
I have a problem with him murdering people all willy-nilly.
I don't.
I
Because these people are bad people.
Yes, they are, but Rich, an eye for an eye is not the way to go, my friend.
But in this town, it is.
And I know they killed his best friend, but we don't know for 100% sure. I mean, the guy said it, you know. But still, he could have just said that to be riling him up. You know, he also said, I fucked guys like you in prison.
Yeah.
So, you know, that seems to me that guy would say anything just to get Dalton's fucking blood boiling.
Mm.
All right? So then he rips his throat out, throws him in the lake. No repercussions.
No.
I'm allowed to murder because I'm a bouncer.
Well, the police will clean him up the next day.
And then still, even if
that happened yesterday. Dalton just killed him.
But
just
the local police, who are corrupt, wouldn't go and get him and be like, you're a murderer. You've murdered somebody.
Yeah.
Like, we're not letting this slide. They just let it slide. Fine. You can murder people, and that's fine.
It's disgusting.
And then the end, when he's in the mansion, and everyone, they're like, they're worse shooters than the stormtroopers in that fucking house. Everybody's shooting at him, and nobody's hitting. They have the high angle, too.
No, it's
and
horrible.
And they still can't hit him. There's like five guys up in that staircase thing, and nobody hits him.
All right, so you said something fucking ridiculous before.
What was that?
You're putting Dalton up against, you're saying Ralph Macchio, Karate Kid?
I'm just saying he's not, in like the same vein as like, he's not this hero we all make him out to be. He's a flawed.
Oh, I thought you were saying that Ralph Macchio could have beat up Dalton.
No, no
I
way.
Thought that's what you were
no,
going
no,
with.
No,
I was
Ralph
like, are
Macchio,
you out of your fucking
Danielson
mind?
Danielson can beat up anyone. Oh. I bet you Robbie at this point would beat up Daniel.
Yeah.
Yeah, most likely. What's his face? Miguel could probably beat up Daniel at this point.
Yeah, I thought you were like, you know, he has what, you know, he could beat Dalton
no,
up or something.
No, I'm Dalton like, would wipe the floor
out of your
with
fucking
him.
Mind.
Now, Dalton and Johnny, I mean, I don't know.
Who do you think? Dalton would get him.
Only because Johnny doesn't really take care of himself as much as he should.
Yeah.
You know, and Dalton seems to be in top physical condition. So I'm going to give that to Dalton, although Dalton is kind of feminine also, and Johnny is all man. So,
yo, Dalton so has bodies that. Though, man.
Yeah, but he also weighs about 6 pounds, and he's frail as shit.
Yeah.
He's super frail, and he's small. Do you know there's a picture of the Outsiders where Swayze's standing on an apple box because he didn't want to look shorter than everybody else?
Really?
Yeah, like Rob Lowe talked about it on Rogan's podcast. You can find it online. Mm. And you could see Swayze, he's standing on a box because everybody else, even Tom Cruise apparently was taller than him, I guess.
Really?
Because Tom Cruise is notoriously short as well.
Yeah.
So, Swayze, you know, what has he really done?
Stop. You know, you said this about George Michael's catalog, like, and he has a fucking million songs.
I wouldn't say a million. I'd say about five.
And they're five fucking good songs.
They're five decent songs.
No, they're
and
really
there's really
good.
Only maybe one
what?
That I would actually really put on and listen to, and that's
Which one?
Careless Whisper.
And what about the other ones?
What? I Want to Have Sex and,
no.
you know, Faith and...
No. No,
Which
not
ones?
Those.
I love on. When people do this. Look, he's actually got to look it up. Yeah, this is how memorable George Michael is.
No,
like,
no,
give
no,
me
no.
a break.
No, no, no,
people
no, no.
do that all the time. They're like, dude, he's the best. And I'm like, really? Give me five songs that are good. And they're like, well,
No, 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 no. Stop. No. I don't want to fuck this up. I don't want to fuck it up.
Well, real quick while he's doing that, one thing that I love about Cobra Kai that I've picked up on.
Yeah.
Nobody, and I mean nobody, remembers that Jaden fucking Smith Karate Kid movie even existed now.
No, no.
Cobra Kai has completely wiped the memory of that movie off of the existence of the planet.
Yeah.
Because when Cobra Kai didn't exist, you were like, Karate Kid, and people would go, which one?
Yeah.
But now that Cobra Kai is a thing, and it's a fucking gigantic hit now that it hit Netflix, nobody's going to go Karate Kid and go, the Jaden Smith. No. Nobody's talking about
that.
No,
that doesn't
Because
even-
now... Anyone who now is younger are now going back and watching the old Karate Kids.
Yeah.
You know, like, you have to. You got to see where it all started from, at least if you're a normal human being.
Yeah.
Like, if I never saw the Karate Kids and say I was like a 15-year-old kid and I watched all two seasons of Cobra Kai, normally you'd be like, well, let me see where this all started and let me watch Karate Kid.
Yeah.
And you would probably find the Jaden Smith one and be like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, this is nothing
And you would be
to do with
mad.
This. Yeah.
And then find the real one and be like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah,
and take it from there.
But, I heard that.
Wait, hold on. Where's these George Michael songs?
Okay, the George. All right. First, we got Father Figure.
I don't even know what that is. Keep going.
One more try.
Again.
Okay, if you put these songs on, you're going to know exactly what the fuck
All right,
they are.
But, Rich, here's the thing. You know me pretty well.
Yes.
I'm very knowledgeable when it comes to music, correct?
Yeah.
I don't remember these songs.
Yeah, because they're 80s pop songs.
I don't know 80s pop songs?
No, you do, but listen, if I play one of these songs, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, no doubt.
Probably not. You're a very fan. Popular. You're a fan.
I'm a fan.
Well, clearly,
really?
You're defending this guy like you are.
Because I'm telling the fucking truth of
Dude, he's got Faith, and he's got Careless Whisper, which was a Wham song. Let me bring it to me.
Oh, it's gonna help.
I don't know. I don't. We'll do it later.
Yeah, just go ahead. Yeah, but I'm telling you, he's got a lot of fucking songs.
No, a lot. I love how you say a lot. He does not have a lot. You couldn't even offhand think of them. That's my point.
Yeah, because you don't know what they are offhand. All right, these songs are fucking 25 years old.
Name me name me four Pearl Jam songs. Go ahead. Name me four Pearl Jam songs.
Yellow Ledbetter.
Okay.
Better Man.
Okay.
It's even hard to do that. You okay. See?
But would you say you're a bigger George Michael fan or Pearl Jam fan? Who are you putting on first?
Probably George. I don't know.
That's my point.
Probably George Michael over Pearl Jam.
Oh, this is. I do know this. Okay.
Yes, there's a lot of songs like that that you were like, "Oh, no, that's a fucking hit."
Though that's what I'm saying.
There's a few of them like that.
Yes, a few.
Yeah.
Not a lot. That's what I'm saying.
They're good songs, though.
You know me. I'm a wordsmith.
They are good songs, though. I call and they're original songs, too.
That's fine. But I call people out on the words they use.
Of course.
You're going a lot.
Yeah, but you also have to backtrack and say, you know what, Richie? You are bringing up songs that actually are pretty popular that I'm not realizing.
Again, for the time, they're not really lasting. But a lot is the Beatles. A lot is Aerosmith.
I mean, that's a fucking...
is the Rolling Stones.
That's a catalog.
A lot is Jay-Z. A lot is, you know, that's what I'm talking about. You know, this is a few hits in one time, and that was it. George Michael was popular in the 80s and never again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Taken. So, that's where I go. That's like with people that come up to me, dude, that was a great movie. And they're talking about, like...
like Harry and Henderson's.
Yeah, exactly.
Or yeah, you just like, you know, slow your roll, you know.
Relax with great, all right? It's nostalgic, and I can watch it and enjoy it for what it is, but is it great?
Yeah.
Not by any stretch of the mean.
No. Okay, all right.
You know, like...
Point taken.
And, you know, the person who kind of made me focus on that was Louis with Hilarious, where he has that bit where people will go, it's hilarious. And it's like, hilarious means you're almost to the point of insanity. You're laughing so hard.
Yeah.
Like, and people will...
pump your brakes.
Yeah, people will do that with it. Like, yo, fucking Cat Williams is hilarious. And I'm like, first of all, the man's not even funny. But hilarious is... No. Eddie Murphy on stage, hilarious. Louis on stage, hilarious.
There's a couple of people.
There's Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock. There's a handful of people that are hilarious. When you say hilarious,
That means that you can't control yourself. They're on top of this.
Yeah,
shit.
You better come with the heaviest shit. Like, to me, a movie that's hilarious.
Yeah. You have tears in your eyes 90%
of the
time.
Like, Arthur's hilarious. Anchorman is hilarious. You know, Step Brothers, hilarious.
Yeah.
And then you get people that will come to you and be like, what about Saving Silverman? Funny movie, not hilarious.
What is that? The Sarah
the one with Jason Biggs, where they kidnap his girlfriend and tell him she's dead so he can date the nun.
No, and is it funny?
It's pretty funny.
Is it?
Yeah. Again, it's pretty funny.
Yeah, I gotta watch it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's worth a watch.
Sarah Silverman is in it?
No, Saving Silverman.
Oh, okay.
What's his face is in it? Sergeant Hartman.
Okay.
Full Metal Jacket. He's their coach, and they break him out of jail. And yeah, you know, it's a decent movie. Jack Black's in it.
All right.
But, yeah.
Hey, let's check it out.
The verbiage people use, though, sometimes really, really annoys me. So, we're there. All right. Recommendation. Found it on Stars last night. I actually stayed up to like 4 in the morning watching this because it came on at like 2. QT8, it's called. They run through Quentin Tarantino's entire film catalog from beginning to end. You know, they have all the people talking about it. Who's not a fan of Quentin?
What is this now?
It's a documentary.
Okay.
But it starts, you know, they talk very...
Where do we catch this?
It's on Stars.
Okay.
I saw it on Stars. I mean, I'm sure if you have a Fire Stick and you stream shit, you can find it there.
Yeah.
But it starts out with him talking about Natural Born Killers and True Romance a little bit, because those were his first two scripts.
Yeah.
But he didn't direct them. And then, you know, they go into Reservoir Dogs and how that all came to fruition and how they got Harvey Keitel. And then from there, Pulp Fiction, Jackie Brown, and you know, in sequence.
Wow.
And it's fucking, if you're a fan of Quentin, which who isn't, it's the most amazing watch ever. Like, you find out these little things, like Michael Madsen was supposed to be John Travolta. Like, Vic Vega was supposed to be in Pulp Fiction, not Vincent Vega.
Yeah.
And he was doing Wyatt Earp, and he was already committed. so he couldn't break his contract. So
wait, who was supposed to do that?
Michael Madsen, Mr. Blonde.
Yes. He was supposed to be...
the Vincent Vega character.
Okay, yes.
There would have been no Vincent Vega. It would have been Vic Vega, Reservoir Dogs, same character.
Vic Vega, yeah.
Except he didn't... This is...
Wow.
Because Pulp Fiction apparently happened before Reservoir Dogs.
Yes. So it had to have.
Well, if Vic was in it, now it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But if he was in it, it would have had to. But there's so many cool little facts. And they do a lot of that Quentin Tarantino world connections.
Yes.
They go through a lot of those, you know, so it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, the Kahuna Burger and shit and all that stuff, right?
And like watching it, you're just like, this man is just... There's no one better when it comes to making movies in my eyes. There's really not.
He gives you so many like little Easter egg treats. It's fucking awesome.
It's just the quality. Like, Hateful Eight. There's almost zero action in that movie.
Yeah.
But you...
It's so good.
It's so good. So good because the tension of who's the one.
Yeah, the writing is fucking intense.
The Samuel L. Jackson part when he's talking about the general's son and how he captured him, made him walk naked.
Yes.
Dude, that whole scene, you're like, wow, dude. What a motherfucker.
Yo, man, fuck.
Jennifer Jason Leigh is amazing. Everybody murders their role in it. Kurt Russell, Bruce Dern.
Like you said, there's not even that much action, but the fucking movie... is flawless. It's a perfect movie. Yeah. I love that movie.
It does. Like, you don't... I mean, some people might get bored because
people have
different tastes.
Dope.
But for me,
it's
like...
It's written so excellent.
Yeah, like, I don't mind a dialogue-driven movie as long as it's written well. And nobody can write a movie, in my eyes, dialogue-wise, better than Quentin. Like, the words he chooses to use, the way that he gets people to speak it, like, it's just so perfect.
Yeah.
It really is. Like, even the Michael Madsen part. In Reservoir Dogs. Like, there's such stupid little things.
Which part?
When he's killing the cop. And the cop's, you know, pleading. And he's just looking at him. He's like, you finished?
Yeah.
You finished? And then when he's talking in the ear, he's like, can you hear me?
Yeah.
And then my favorite part right before he gets killed is when he lights the lighter. And he just looks at him. He's like, how about a little fire? But he's so calm about it. Like, he's never animated. He's never angry. He's so cool.
Yeah.
And so collective. And he's the worst... human being ever, and
he's
torturing this man, and he's just like, you done? Okay. And he's drinking his soda, so, and he's wiping the blood on him. It's so good, and he's just so... He's so good at fucking making a movie. Like, he just... there's no other way to say it. There really isn't. Mm. Like, Inglourious Basterds is... That one, honestly, and Death Proof are probably my two least favorite of his. But
what are your two least favorite?
Inglourious Basterds and Death Proof. They're not bad.
Yeah. Okay. Why though?
They just don't grab me the same way.
Yeah.
Like Death Proof, it's obvious why. It's kind of more of a goofy.
Fun.
It's not really Quentin. It's Quentin, but it's not.
It's a fun. It's a grindhouse Quentin. Yeah, it's different. It's just a different type of writing.
And the Bastards. See, here's where I'm torn with it, because Christoph Waltz is arguably the greatest villain in film history.
Yes, in that movie.
Like, every scene he's in, you're feeling the tension as if he's interrogating you.
He's the biggest piece of shit.
Like, that scene in the beginning where, you know, he's so calm, he's like, can I have a glass of milk? And they're talking, he goes, mind if I speak English?
Yes.
And then, you know, even when he finds out, he's like, they're right here. And he's like, okay, cool, still gets up, calm. And he's like, okay, ladies, in French now, okay, ladies. Yes. And the SS come in and they just... But he's such a badass motherfucker, and you know what he's doing. But he's doing it cooler than anybody else, and he's not giving you any inkling as the person he's doing it to that you're fucked right now. Like, he knows everything already before he even walked in the room.
Yeah.
Like, the same thing with Greta Van Hammersmark. They're talking about how she hurt her foot and this, that, and, you know, and they're in the room together, and the whole time he knows she's bullshitting him.
Yes.
And he knows he's going to fucking kill her.
Yeah. It's kind of like the writing how he did in the bathroom of
Reservoir Dogs.
You know, the story of
Buddy,
the cops.
I will shoot you in the fucking face.
Yeah, it's the writing. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah,
he knows
how to build
tension. The whole comments are going fucking nuts. They know exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah, dude. But Christoph Waltz, like I said, it's like a toss up between Commodus and Gladiator and Christoph Waltz in Inglourious Basterds as the two greatest villains.
So good.
But I feel like it's almost like the Joker syndrome. When he's not there, the movie feels less than.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but they got Pitt in there, and Pitt, he has some really good parts.
But they're in it very rarely.
Yo, talking about that, what do you think about this? About what's going on with him?
What's going on with him?
Okay, so Brad Pitt, he's not with Angelina, obviously, anymore.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. He's got a new chick. So now,
yeah, he's got this chick, right? And he meets her doing something or whatever, working. And she's a normal girl in her 30s. Married, she was married, you know, she's married to like an older man, you know, like 60, 61 years old. And Brad Pitt, this girl.
Oh,
and
she had another, okay.
Brad Pitt is in a relationship with her, and
that's not on him, that's on her.
No, I know, it's and the tabloids, they're not even going after him. Usually they would go after him.
Because, again, it's not really, like, here's the way I look at it, like, the single person is not to blame at all.
Of course.
And he's the single person.
Yeah.
Also, and to be fair, if I'm this other gentleman and my chick's stepping out with Brad Pitt, I'd be like, you know what?
I understand.
I lost it to Brad Pitt.
Yeah, I mean.
You know, it's not like I lost it to fucking Frank that works at Costco. You know,
like, sorry, Frank.
Yeah. You know, Frank, he brought that up to me the other day. We were talking, and he wished me a happy birthday, and he's like, you always bring up Frank. I was like, yeah, I know. But that's my little Tarantino thing for Frankie. You know, it's always my little shout-out to my favorite buddy. But yeah, like, you know, if you lose your chick to Brad Pitt,
yeah, you're like, what are you going to do? Right, you know what? Like, she'll be back.
Yeah. Sure she will.
Yeah, she's going to miss sure this thing. She'll be back, motherfuckers.
But we were watching, the whole reason why, well, not the whole reason, but we were watching Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. My mother never seen it. And the whole time
she haven't seen it yet either.
I hate you.
Should I watch it?
Of course, dude. All right. And, here's the other thing I wanted to bring up about Quentin. Because once you watch it, the last scene of that movie is so violent. And so over the top, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, okay.
But he has a way of making you laugh during this. Mm. Like, he did it in Pulp Fiction. Like, when they shot Marvin in the face, his head exploded. And it's such a violent, gross scene.
Yeah.
But you're laughing going, oh, shit, man, I fucking shot Marvin. Why'd you do that? Yeah. I didn't fucking do it on purpose.
They make it into such a spectacle. It's fucking hilarious.
But, dude, when I first saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, real quick, my mother was like, what is it about, though? I don't understand the story. And I'm like, it's about Leo's character, but there's no like real storyline to it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It's an homage to late 60s Hollywood. Quentin loved that time. Mm. You know, he's just doing an homage to his favorite time of Hollywood.
Yeah.
So the people that are like, but there's no real story to it. Well, there kind of is with Rick Dalton's career. If you really have to ask, what is it about? It's about his career trajectory, all right? There's your story. But the ending, dude, when I first saw it in the movie theater.
You're not going to give anything away.
No, I'm not going to give anything away. I was on the floor laughing so hard. And when I tell you, ultra violent, like ultra violent. And you're just crying, laughing. I was laughing so hard.
Really?
Because it's there's just so much of it where it's just the way Quentin does things. Like, he's punching you in the face with your senses about what you're seeing.
Yeah.
But then in the same moment, because of how over the top it is and because of how the actors are doing it, it's not that they're trying to be funny, but it's fucking funny. Like, Brad Pitt is hilarious in this last scene.
Yeah.
Like, it's probably the funniest thing he's ever done.
Okay.
And it's just so fucking perfect. Like, I walked out of that movie. You know what I say? You know, a movie really falls on the end.
Yeah.
Like, and a lot of movies get overrated because it has the great ending. You walk out on a high, and then when you watch it again, you're like, wow, the rest of this really sucks. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, you left on such a high that you were like, fuck, that was a good movie. So when people like come to, I've watched it probably 10 times at this point. Every time it's on, me and Jess watch it. Yeah. She loves it. I love it. It's awesome. It's really fucking good. It probably jumped up to number 3 of my movies for him.
Wow. Holy fuck.
Yeah.
I got to watch that.
Because you know me, Reservoir Dogs to me is 1.
I'm going home to watch that.
Pulp is 2.
You know, that's what I'm doing. I'm going home to watch that.
And Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is 3. That's probably my order. And then Django. And then.
Really, Django's up that high?
I love Django.
Really?
I love Django.
I mean, I like Django, but I don't love Django like that.
I love it. I think it's so good. And it was the first time I actually liked Leo. Because once they get to Candyland, the tension. Just mounds and mounds and mounds, and he's so good at it.
Fucking prick.
He's so. When they talk about that movie,
fucking asshole.
They talk about it, and Jamie Foxx and Samuel L. Jackson, because he was like, "Dude, I'm really uncomfortable saying this word so much," and they're like, "Dude, you're doing a job. Like, we know you. You're playing a character."
Who said this?
Jamie Foxx and Samuel L. to Leo.
Yes.
So the next day when he came in, Jamie Foxx was like, "What up, Leo?" And Leo just, because now he's in the mode of, "You're my property." Like, yeah. Fuck you. You know what? Like that. He's got to get in that mind state. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he was. So Jamie was like, okay. But then it like clicked in his head. Okay, I see what's going on.
Yeah. He's in that shit right now.
Yeah. But when he smashes his hand, that was real blood.
Yeah. You know what's funny? Talking about that. Me and you were talking about the Joker.
Yeah.
Joaquin Phoenix, and how he kind of like addressed somebody that he was.
He was in the zone.
Yeah, and he was in the zone, and they brought it up to him, and he was like, I feel like a dick, but you guys just don't understand when you're trying to work and you're trying to find that like special moment type of thing, and you know, you're trying to look for a feeling when these people act, and that's where these people are getting these emotions from and doing the scenes.
Like,
and
as a viewer, you take it very lightly, like the places these people have to go. Yeah, to get there.
To make it realistic for you to say, holy shit, look what he's feeling right now.
Heath Ledger literally died because of his role. Like, he put everything he had into it, and it drove him into insanity. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, and, you know, there's a lot of actors who don't do that. You know, that just call, like, I bet Bruce Willis doesn't find a place. Bruce Willis probably just walks on set. All right, what's my lines? You know, all right, let's do this.
You know what the great example of that is? Watch the fucking... There is a Jim Carrey, Andy Dick thing documentary.
Yeah.
And they,
a lot
they,
of people speculate,
they go into that.
Yeah,
like,
a lot of people speculate
crazy.
that was kind of bullshit too, though.
Yeah, it could be, but they still it's still the basis of this
and
conversation.
If you watch the Jerry Lawler Stone Cold thing that they just did on WWE Network, he talks about that, and he's like, that's not who Andy was. Like, Jim was just a dick.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, he was just being a dick. Andy wasn't an asshole and a dick just to be an asshole and a dick. Like, he was doing it because he was always doing performance art.
Yeah.
It was always something, you know what I'm saying? Like, his intent wasn't to be like, I don't like this person. Like, and the way Jim Carrey came across, it was more of like just being a dick to be a dick.
It was annoying, and he wasn't even doing that like that, but he said he felt something that it came across.
But Jerry Lawler breaks it down, and I know Jerry knew Andy Kaufman. They had that whole thing that lasted for months.
Yeah.
You know, so they were talking behind the scenes.
And he didn't talk with him behind the scenes.
He never met the man.
No.
He never, I don't think he did, but even if he did, they didn't have a relationship.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And you could tell he was like, oh my God, like this fucking guy.
In heartbreaking news, I mean, I guess that wet ass pussy ain't as good as she thinks it is because Offset filed for divorce from Cardi B.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. So,
damn.
You know, maybe cook and clean a little bit and stop worrying about your fucking dusty ass pussy.
Your wet ass pussy.
You know, you fucking whore.
Oh my God.
But that's what makes me laugh. You know, she sits here and thinks, you know, women can.
Don't cook. I don't clean. Let me show you how I got this ring. There you go.
I don't demand. You know, I'm not like this man that comes in, where's my dinner, bitch? And da da da. But it helps that Jess likes to do those things for me.
Fuck yeah.
Just like I like to do things for her. And I have a feeling it was a one-sided thing where Offset's probably doing nice things. And she's probably like, I ain't got to do that shit, motherfucker.
I'm fucking Cardi B. Look at this motherfucking wet-ass pussy.
Anybody wants my wet-ass pussy? And he's like, good, then have it. Get the fuck out. Because you imagine being around her for more than 5 minutes?
Yeah, that pussy's slimy already. It's probably beaten up and just
gigantic.
It's not even wet. It's just got like a fucking film on it.
God, and just the way she speaks. Like, she sounds like a moron.
She's so gross.
Like, I can't talk to a dumb person. I just can't. And she's borderline fucking, you know, mentally.
Wop.
Yeah. Like, God bless him for getting out. And he's going for custody of the kid, which way she speaks and, you know, her history and everything, I hope he gets it.
Yeah.
Fuck her. She doesn't deserve shit. She's a piece of shit.
Yo, she's on, like, the fucking thing, like, talking to Joe Biden. And it's like,
Candace Owens murdered her.
Oh, I believe it. Candace Owens is... Yo, she's good, Candace Owens.
Oh, my God. And then Cardi tried to come back at her, and Candace was like, okay. And then went again. And I, like, just shut up.
Wait, what do you got? What do they got to watch to see it?
Just go to Candace Owens' YouTube. You'll find
Candace Owens,
put in Cardi
B.
Right. Because Cardi was like, I pay taxes. I know about politics. And Candace is like, what?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about? Like,
your accountant pays your taxes.
Yeah, you're an idiot. You're a prostitute who made music. Like, you know nothing about the world at all.
No.
So, you know, good for them, though. Good for Offset, honestly. You know, you got your wife sitting there out blatantly being like, I don't take care of my man. I don't need to.
Yeah, I got a fucking pussy. I don't have to do anything for him.
Like, again, like, I'm not saying that a woman like, has to be look, at every don't beck look up and call.
To, like, this, these are not the people to look up to.
But there's a give and take. I take care of you, you take care of me, and that's how we grow happy together.
Yeah.
When you're like, I don't need to do shit for you, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Then why are we doing this?
Because I have a wet pussy.
Yeah, like...
No, this is it.
Yeah.
Let me get your beard wet. You eat my pussy. That's like, what
Offset
you do.
Can find another chick that will actually, like, you know, want to, like, do
fuck
nice
yeah.
things for him.
Dude, he's a fucking millionaire. You can get anybody to take care of him. You don't need this fucking entitled bitch.
I did throw a little jab at him. I was like, he's probably divorcing me because that motherfucker can't write a hit and she's making number one albums off of a wet-ass pussy. He's all pissed. She's talking about a pussy and she's got number one?
Oh,
God,
God
damn it.
Yeah.
But I really don't want to get into this stuff tonight.
What is it?
The two cops that got shot in L.A.
What's the deal with
Someone ran up on them just randomly, broad daylight. They're sitting in their car, minding their own business.
The cops were.
And just opened fire on them.
They killed them?
No, they actually survived. But then, you know, that great organization, I'm not even going to give them the clout they want anymore. That great organization is out front of the hospital chanting, "We hope you die. We hope you die." And then that same organization is saying, "Hey, care about our lives. You know, hey, we're, you know, you have to care about us. And, you know, after the..." And it's like, wait a second. You're proud that two police officers were mowed down, innocent. They weren't involved in anything. They were minding their own business, sitting in their car.
Wow.
There was nothing going on. And someone ran up on them. And then
this is real.
Yes.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yes.
With this?
And then, you know, you have the same organization in front of the hospital chanting, "We hope you die," to a mother who has a 6-year-old son at home who's praying and hoping mommy's coming home. You know what I mean? To a wife that her husband's hoping his wife's coming home. And you have these wonderful people out front chanting, "We hope you die." And the NFL, you know, keep promoting them.
Crazy.
That's actually where I want to go with this. For all the people I see on Facebook that are anti-Black Lives Matter, and, you know, you're the same people that write "All Lives Matter," the same people that, you know, are Donald Trump supporters and this, that, and the other thing. And then on Sunday, I see you talking about the NFL. You're a fucking phony, and you stand for nothing. Shut the fuck up when it comes to politics and anything related.
What's the deal with it?
Because they're now walking around with murderers, you know, that fucking
names.
And some of them, fine. You know, Breonna Taylor, fine, great. She was kind of unjustly murdered. The situation isn't as black and white as people want to make it out to be.
Yeah.
But that one, I go, okay. George Floyd, even though he died of an OD, the 9-minute knee to the neck, I get it.
Yeah.
Okay? I get that. Yeah. I'm not saying the police were right there. But to openly support the BLM thing, knowing they do shit like that, knowing that they support police getting hurt.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
How can you support the NFL? And these are the same people that I see "All Lives Matter" and "Trump this and Trump that," but then gotta watch your team, right? Gotta watch all your morals, all your fucking bullshit goes out the window on Sunday.
Well, if maybe they're not putting that together. Well, it's time
it's time you start. Face.
Yeah,
they had,
I don't watch football.
They had a new national anthem.
It is.
They play two now, Rich.
They do?
They play the regular one, which nobody stands for. They stay in the locker room for.
Okay.
And now they play a black national anthem.
Okay.
Which...
What do you mean a black national anthem?
There's a black national anthem.
There is.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but there is one that they now play.
Okay.
Here's my problem with that. For one, the national anthem doesn't exclude everybody. It's not inclusive to your skin color. It's inclusive to being an American, okay? The black national anthem is for black people only,
okay?
Also,
all right.
Where's the gay national anthem?
Yeah, where's the
Asian national anthem?
Where's the female national
anthem? Where's the female national anthem?
Where is it?
Where's the Hispanic national anthem? So now...
Where's my trans? Where's for all the trans people?
Yeah.
Where's my trans national anthem?
That's where I'm like, this is how... And keep watching your NFL, you fucking sheep.
That is pretty bad.
You fucking sheep. And I'm disgusted with people who watch the NFL.
Horrible.
Because they're pandering to this terrorist organization. I have on Facebook at least like 10 times written, can anyone tell me one positive thing the Black Lives Matter group has done? And not a single person can give me a positive thing. Not a single person. Again, it started out as a good movement. What it has turned into is disgusting.
Let's get off of that.
Yeah.
It's either that or we gotta end it now.
But that whole fucking thing. Because it's horrible. It's exclusion.
It really, it's so fucked up.
And
man.
The national anthem, again, like I said, it's for Americans. It includes everybody. Black, white, yeah. Hispanic,
and
Asian.
This is just a national anthem and this for one
just
group
for
of people.
One group of people. Just to
everybody
appease
else,
them.
That's it.
To appease them.
That's fucking crazy. So stupid. I'm tired of this shit.
It's disgusting. And that's why, like, I'm on Sunday, I'm watching all these people, you know, correctional officers, police officers,
yeah.
supporting the NFL. Wearing their fucking jersey, supporting this horseshit league. Yeah. Fuck
support,
them.
Support the UFC.
And exactly.
That's the only, that's
no,
it.
No, they're huge. They openly support Trump, so they've kind of taken a stance also. So I get why people might not. I get it.
No, actually, Trump supported them.
No, they literally just took a picture of Dana White like today.
Of course, because
and a couple fighters.
Yeah, you know how much
but
the president has fucking helped like sports come along yeah. so much with that.
But they've taken a stance now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I get the people who are going to be like, fuck them.
I love the UFC.
I do too.
Love it.
You know, and...
It's the only professional sports I'll watch.
The NBA and the NFL, like... And it's all phony. Because the NFL 2 years ago was like, fuck you. You kneel, you get fined. Colin Kaepernick, out of the fucking league.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, they caved in. They caved in. They stood their ground this whole time, and now they caved in, and they're like, okay,
yeah,
okay, we'll do what you want.
You got Jay-Z, we'll hire him.
We'll do what you want.
We'll do all the things.
And it's like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? Like, a Black national anthem? Like,
it's
really?
Fucked up, man.
It is. It is, because it's excluding everybody else.
It's so fucked up.
And they're
up.
Fighting for inclusion. But they constantly now are excluding themselves.
Yeah. Hold on. You can't exclude us, but we're going to include us, but we're not going to include anybody else.
Yeah. Yeah.
You didn't include us, we're not going to include you, but we want our spot up there.
Yeah. So it's getting a little out of control now. It really is. Conor McGregor, speaking of UFC, he got arrested in France on sexual assault charges while on vacation.
Get the fuck out.
He was released, and, you know, his spokesperson is like, this bitch is just trying to get, you know, money, or she's trying to do something.
He's married.
He is. He was on vacation with his wife and kid.
Is this real, or what did I don't know.
I don't think there's any hard evidence to back it up. I think it was just some woman making a false accusation, hopefully. I don't think there's any validity to it, you know, so we'll see what happens.
Yes, there is the XFL. That is the alternative.
Oh, yeah. What an alternative. What an alternative. Just
it's actually pretty exciting, I mean.
Yeah, it actually was. I watched a couple games while it was on this year, and then, you know, COVID happened, and the league had to shut down, and The Rock bought it now.
You know, it's not popular, but...
Did we talk about this Cuties thing on Netflix? The movie, the Cuties movie with the girls, the little 11-year-old girls twerking?
No.
You've heard about this, right?
No,
It's a French movie. I think we brought it up, but now it's like really hitting the fan because it finally got released. And, you know, it's kind of like it's little 11-year-old girls twerking and dancing and gyrating. And from what I hear.
Yeah.
I haven't looked at it.
Yeah.
I haven't watched a second of it.
You know,
I saw was the front picture of it.
Rock, you know what? In the 90s, how we grew up, there's nothing wrong with this. It's just where people take this. It's disgusting where people take it.
Well, and that's the thing, too. The message, from what I've read, the message behind it is to show what we're doing to young girls by... You know, idolizing people like Cardi B, idolizing people like that. I can't name anyone else right now who's popular today, but, you know. But
because those things aren't that bad, twerking and moving your butt and all that. It's
little
fun.
Girls do shit.
But I think it
might be gratuitous. Again, I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
So I think that it might be gratuitous.
But what do people turn this shit into? You know, people turn it in, you know, because there's fucking fucked up people out there that, you know, that get off on young girls. Unfortunately, we have to deal with this. So you really can't fucking put shit like that out nowadays.
I you know what? I did have one thing with it where I was like, this is kind of like a way to gauge someone who might be borderline pedophile, because I keep seeing people writing this and trying to, like, excuse themselves.
What is it?
Let me see what I want to see what all the fuss is about. So I checked out Cute. What? Why do you need to see what it's read yeah. about it? Why do you need to now, like?
Well, it I mean,
like. I don't know.
I would want to, like, if you explaining it to me, I would kind of want to look at it just for the perspective of, like even, are you talking about something sexual?
But see,
or
even for this,
are you picking,
like, normally when there's something in that world, not, you know, little girls gyrating, but something controversial, let's say, I'll typically want to check it out for the show.
Of course.
This one, I was like, I don't even want, like, my Netflix thing to have that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, for educational purposes, I think you should have watched.
Like, there might be a pedophile watch list of, like, who clicked on that movie, how old are they, where are they from?
No.
And I'm like, dude, you know what?
I don't need this shit.
But, like, what I'm reading about it also is, like, I don't need to check it out, like, because I can clearly see there's something here, like, that's bothering a lot of people.
And,
like, for me, that's enough when it comes to little girls and gyrations and twerking. Like, I just I'm good on even, you know, for research purposes, you know, looking at it, I'm cool. But, you know, there's a lot of people though up in arms about it. It's a French movie though, and I think we did bring it up quickly, or I may have brought it up on the other show. I said it, I was like, the French live differently than we do. Like, they're more accepting to, like, sexual behavior, and the whole point of the
movie, human body,
from what I've read, is kind of to be like, look at what girls are doing and, like, how wrong it is. Like, young girls shouldn't be exposed to this that young. They shouldn't be doing this at that young. I think that's the message behind the movie.
Yeah.
But America, of course, is sex. No, 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 no. Anything sexual is bad. Blow a fucking person's brains off. Totally fine. Negan, pop a guy's eye out on fucking network television with a baseball bat. A-okay. Yeah. Anything borderline sexual that might make you feel a little
even
weird.
Even on social media.
Yeah. If it might make you feel a little weird, or it might make you question something, or it might have to make you have an awkward conversation with your children. Yeah. No, we need to get rid of it or wipe it off the face of the earth.
God forbid you got to fucking actually parent your kids.
Yeah,
holy
and I'm not
shit.
Defending this movie because, again, I haven't seen it. It's just, this is what I've read. And you know me, I always like to read both sides. So there's people that are, you know, slamming it for, you know, being pedophile porn. And then I've read some people defending it, going, if you actually watch it, like with Brokeback Mountain, right, to use as an example. Okay. Like, how many guys do you know, I wouldn't watch that movie? I wouldn't, because they're so manly that, you know, God forbid two men kiss and you know, there's an insinuation.
I know people that are very, very homophobic to where they won't watch that.
Now, I watched it. It's a great fucking movie.
Is it?
It's fantastic.
I haven't watched it, but I have no problems watching it.
Another one. Ready? I've watched Magic Mike.
How is that?
It's a good movie, you know. And do I love watching men dance and stripping? Of course not.
No, but you could handle it. You're comfortable in your sexuality to where you could be like, all right, he's dancing, I don't give a fuck.
But
if you care that much, you might be gay.
Yeah, like, but it's also part of the film, and it's like you need that part to go, oh.
It's a story.
Yeah, this is okay, yeah. So
there are men that dance that are sexually straight too.
But yeah. But you know, there's a lot of people like that are just so quick to judge.
They're so homophobic.
Yeah,
it's scary.
Like the Brokeback Mountain thing. I was like, it was nominated for Best Picture. Like I think it may have even won. Like it was so.
They're not going to show Heath Ledger's asshole opening up and in for this fucking guy to penetrate.
Yeah,
they're not showing this stuff,
no,
guys.
But God for two.
No, that's what they're scared of because they might
kiss.
Like it.
If two men kiss, it's like, oh. But the same fucking tough guy, the man's man, would be like, yeah, you see those two girls fucking making out? That shit got my dick hard.
Yeah, you weren't saying about Gyllenhaal's asshole, were you?
Like, all right, so lesbian, gay, you know, cool, but, you know, God forbid two guys are gay, that you have a problem with and they should die, right? You fucking weirdo.
God forbid somebody's fucking ass gets reamed out.
It's just, you know.
And everybody wants to call the cops.
Well, again,
down.
Yeah, like if it was like a hardcore, like even in Wet Hot American Summer, remember when they're in the shed? And the two gay guys, that's pretty gratuitous, dude.
Yeah.
But you sit there and you're like, I'm thrilled to watch this, but you know, it's kind of funny, but you know, whatever. You know, like, grow up. Like, some people just take it to this weird place where you're just like, really, dude?
Showgirls is good.
No, it's not. Showgirls is a pile of shit.
Oh, my God. The fucking females all love that fucking movie, too.
It's become this cult classic on, like, the Rocky Horror level where they'll do midnight screenings.
Oh, geez,
and there's certain moments where, like, they'll throw certain things.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It's gotten to, like, Rocky Horror cult status.
Yeah, girls love that fucking show.
Yeah. Let's see. What else? All right, they did the cuties thing. Oh, and sad news. The Kardashians are finally ending. Did we talk about this? I don't know. Fuck them. Who cares? Good. Fuck them. All right, recommendation. PlayStation players, Xbox gamers, whoever you are. Tony Hawk 1 and 2 released. And if you're a Tony Hawk fan from the old days, you can pick this game up and immediately you just, like, riding a bike. Like, you're just like, okay. Like, it might take a few rounds to really get the groove of it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I picked it up and I was like, wow. Like, they did an amazing. They redid everything, like, graphically, you know. The maps are the same.
Yeah.
They added some challenges to part one because there was only like 5 challenges in each. So to beef up, they added 5 more.
Yeah.
But the maps are the same, just a lot prettier looking. The skaters look better. But the controls are just like the controls you remember. You know,
They're dope, huh?
Yeah, dude. It's fucking awesome. I highly recommend the Tony Hawk. And you get both games, and it's only $40.
Really?
And there's multiplayer online shit. So you could, you know, there's a lot of meat in this thing. So it's definitely worth the $40 if you're an ex-Tony Hawk player. It's, it's not a new game, and it's stuff you've played before. But, you know, it's well worth the $40 for, you know, the game. And like I said,
nice.
You know, if you had fun playing Tony Hawk, I recommend it. It's really good.
Tony Hawk is always fun.
Yeah, really, really fun. Let's see. Do I have anything else? I read this. I heard it was an old story. You know what? No, I'm actually going to save that for the next show because it's probably better.
Any movies you watched that are new or no?
No. I did watch Lords of Salem again today. I watched, I did. What the hell was the name of it? Where those 5 friends, they go to that cabin in the middle of the woods and they think their buddy committed suicide.
I think I've seen that, yeah.
What the hell was the name? It was on Shudder again.
I've been watching the second series of Nosferatu on Shudder.
Yeah, that doesn't interest me.
I don't know. It's okay.
I watched Fright Night for the first time.
What, the old one?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you like it?
Yeah, I liked
it. It's fun, right?
It was cool. Yeah. I liked it.
It's called classic.
All right, that's it. We're wrapping it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got no Carol Baskins. I didn't watch Dancing with the Stars. I never would. I'm not going to look at it just because that dummy's on there.
Yeah, if we find something that we see, we'll talk about it.
But all right, russosbrand.com. Head over there now. Sign up. It's only $3.95 a month. You get 14 brand new shows every single week. So go to russosbrand.com right now and subscribe. OPRadio.com. Head over to OPRadio.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Cast, subscribe to the Opster. He's putting out new content, I mean, almost religiously at this point. He's constantly putting out new shows. And, of course, statementgames.com. Head over there. Place your prop bets on wrestling, NFL, NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball. You can win gift card, cash prizes type things. And it's free. Doesn't cost you a dime. You can pay, and, you know, it betters your odds, but you don't have to pay. And stay tuned. Unfiltered Marriage is up next at 9 o'clock, and we'll see you next Tuesday. Peace.